and welcome to The Molehole Radio, your premier source for all Gogs-related news. Gogs, did you know that?
I heard that this was the number one spot on the internet for free Gogs-related news.
That's true.
There's a pay service
that
is being hosted that can get you some dick pics.
Yeah, yeah, and obviously everyone should check that out. I mean, it's worth the money. But it's brilliant.
Don't work out the cost per inch because then it's kind of a ripoff. But you get the idea.
And I'm proud to say now this is a shorter version of our show. We're having a little bit of a technical difficulty, but we're working it out because we're diligent like that. And we'll be back with a full show probably tomorrow. But in the meantime, you have your daily dose of the mole hole here. We're doing a short-form show again. But we have a full cast, so it's not like my usual daily show where I'm just droning on basically in a room by myself. We have Tim here, Tim Pro, our graphic artist, and, of course, Gogs. And I think Razor Balls is still around.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Razor Ball.
Hello.
You found delightful. It's so good to have you. I'm so excited. I just can't put it into words.
I see where this is
going. Pretty spot on, Jay Leno. I like that.
You know, it's funny. That was originally just supposed to be my gay guy, but now I think I do have a whole Jay Leno voice.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, you know, I'm back on Pronto TV. You know? I'm doing
pretty good. I heard that about you.
Yeah.
Oh, you like your shrimp?
Hey, you you got any gum? Huh? Do you? Hey, got a girlfriend?
You got any gum?
Hey, Gogs, you got a girlfriend over there? Hey, you like some cards, huh?
Hey, right.
Paul, how about a little gum music?
Hey, little.
Everybody, you got any gum? Everybody wants to chew on the gum.
Hey, that's a little gum music there, hey.
Little gum music.
You know, my Paul Schaefer kind of sounds like Canadians.
Hey there, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
I'm going to play you some gum music there, buddy.
But, I'm not your buddy.
I'm not your guy, buddy.
Your Jay Leno is far superior to mine because mine's just gibberish.
Really? Wow, Is anybody else a little pissed off that Jay Leno went back to late night and he's like already like a hit? It's like, God damn it. Like,
I am confident this won't hang on because.
You think?
Conan's numbers for Conan's first Tonight Show were higher than Jay's comeback numbers.
Right. So you think that it's just going to trail off like Conan's?
He's got a retarded amount of guests this week. They're all big names, one of which I wouldn't mind bitching about in a little bit. So we'll get into that.
Well, please, by all means, this is a little bit. Gogs, you haven't been on the 30-minute show.
No, I haven't. So I don't know if I'm good on short form.
The Daily Pounding. It's a more free form, so please, if you have something that you hate, please air it out. Let us hear it. Who would you like to riff on?
Well, here's the thing. She shows up on Leno this week, and now she's showing up all over the news yet again. Sexy Sarah Palin.
Alaska's only daughter.
Yeah, Nayland Palin.
Nice.
Nice.
That vacuous cunt actually had the balls to say that
vacuous cunt. Oh my, there's children present, Gogs. Mind your language.
She actually had the nerve to say on like, at like a press conference, because apparently, well, I was away, apparently, I wasn't paying attention, and there was, they called it Palm Gate. Like, they were giving her shit for writing notes on her palm because she's a moron.
She
writes crib notes. Like, energy.
Why the hell
like,
does everything have to be gate? You know what I mean? It's so annoying.
Betcha.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what did she write on her hand? Like, make sure to wink after every paragraph break?
I think she said breathe in, out.
Oh,
but
Jesus.
She had the nerve after everyone's giving her shit. Like, everyone's giving her shit because people like to give her shit. And I hate her. So I'm fine with them giving her shit, but they're taking it a bit. I mean, they're just jumping all over on
right.
it. I mean, but now she's just fueling the fire because she actually said, it's okay because God wrote on his hands too. And I
what
just.
What does that even mean?
My ears started bleeding. I passed out for 35 minutes. I woke up. I just didn't. I was
God all... wrote on his hand too.
There's a passage in the Bible.
It's
says some lines of your name is engraved on my hands or something.
Oh Lord,
that's awful.
And she was
very godlike.
Yikes!
Go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry. Keep it.
I was saying that she was giving Obama crap for like using the teleprompter.
Oh yeah.
But, I mean, but it's okay to write stuff on your hands, just not read it off a teleprompter.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say something unpopular right now. I'm actually going to give Sarah Palin credit because at least she's consistently hypocritical about every issue. I mean, you know what I mean?
Really good at it.
You know, it'd be one thing if, like, she gave Obama crap for the teleprompter, but then she didn't use a teleprompter. It's like, she gives Obama crap for reading? Well, of course she's gonna write on her hands. You know what I mean? Like, every issue she stands for, she's a hypocrite about. So at least that she's hypocritical in every single sense of the word. So you know what? Good for her.
Consistency.
Yeah, consistency. You gotta appreciate
it. There's some great interviews, they've shown her, like, interviews. I don't know if this is the one that busted her. Or if this is a past one that they've now, like, they've reviewed the tape.
Right.
Like, they've called up for a booth review. But nice. She's sitting there having one of those seated interview conversations. And you see her just occasionally, she'll, like, be mid-sentence and kind of drift off. And then she'll look at her palm and then come back.
That's funny. Talking about Palin on the Leno show, I read something. Mm. And it's one of those internet things. And you're just like, well, I don't know about that. But it said that, I guess, when Sarah Palin came out to sit down to be interviewed, because, you know, that show isn't broadcast live, the audience booed her, like, booed her incessantly. And apparently, Jay Leno and Sarah Palin were so upset that they actually redubbed it in cheers for when they broadcasted it. Now, while I really dislike Sarah Palin, and I do think that there's a lot of people that don't like her, I say that the people that dislike her outnumber the ones that do like her, I really doubt that a studio audience is going to boo her. I wish, like in my heart of hearts, I wish that people were this independent and not just mindless drones where they actually would voice their opinion like that. But let's be honest, this is a television audience for The Tonight Show. Like, they're like, oh, look, a big star. I saw her on the CNN. Yeah. After this, we'll go watch our NASCAR DVDs. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, I just don't believe it. They're not going to boo her. I think that's just total bullshit. Like, it just doesn't sound realistic.
Now, it was promoted that she was going to be on the show. Yes. So do you think maybe a group of liberals infiltrated it? Like, with the sole intention of booing her?
No. No.
No.
I really don't. I honestly don't. Maybe Gogs, that's a pretty, I mean, that if it did happen, then that would make sense. But I don't think that people are that organized, and I don't think people care that much.
Well,
if they were a liberal group to do that, they should have been smart enough to know that the show is taped, and they would have never gotten their voice out anyway. But that's a whole other story.
But hold on. Here's another point, though.
Sure.
Now, I don't know if anyone has any thoughts on that,
Thoughts on what?
Oh, never mind. It didn't come through. I played the My Dick's on Fire clip, and I was really hoping that was funny.
I didn't hear it at all. It was very quiet. It was just like, I hope anybody has any thoughts on that.
That's all I heard.
Boop, dickhole. Boop,
boop, boop. Yeah, it's fine.
I hate you, technology.
Yeah, you're not good with computers. It's okay. Mm-mm. But, I mean, Leno sucks, Palin sucks. You know, it's a match made in heaven.
I throw in one more thing I hate real quick?
Absolutely.
I hate the color yellow. I just don't understand.
Fuck you.
Inside joke. Hopefully you guys will get that joke in months to come.
One day when you're sitting on your bright brown couches, you'll have a giggle at that one.
Yeah, I mean, who does yellow think he is?
Yellow is a dick. Yellow is the dickhead of all colors. Yellow is like the guy that, like, you know, the frat guy at your party that you're like, who invited that guy? And he's like too busy. He's like knocking over all your beer and he's like trying to make jokes that no one laughs at. And he calls your black friend the N-word like repeatedly. It's like, what is that guy? Yeah, that's what yellow is.
Yellow.
Yellow's the trendy douchebag in every 80s comedy about a ski slope.
Indeed.
Like, he's the guy that wants to shut down the rec center in the whole box of colors.
The rec center. Gogs, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to any of the daily podcasts from Friday. Vinny and I were on.
I did.
But we talked a lot about Final Fantasy and Japanese role-playing games. And I wanted to get your perspective on this because, like I said to Vinny when we did the show, I never really thought about the Japanese role-playing game and its effect. Or I shouldn't say its effect. I should say its place in RPGs nowadays. So my basic, just to catch everybody up to speed if you didn't catch the show, you know, Final Fantasy 13 came out today. And
yes, I bought it.
And I was talking about how, you know, the market nowadays is all about Western RPGs, you know, the Bethesda-style game or the more accurately, the PC-style role-playing game. And my question was, does the Japanese role-playing game still have a place in that market? Or is it an outdated formula that's not going to work? Gogs, you go ahead.
I feel that the Western RPG has kind of evolved into the more superior form of gameplay as far as an RPG is concerned. Sure. Like, I like all that Bethesda, BioWare kind of style. The the turn-based, old-school Japanese RPG, I haven't played – I'm trying to think what was the last one I played that wasn't like a throwback. Like, I mean, I played Chrono Trigger, but that's because I paid like $50 on eBay to get it from my Super Nintendo. But
right.
I don't – I'm trying to think of the last JRPG that I've played. There's a couple that have – there's plenty that have come out. They're just kind of sleepers. Everyone's been waiting for Final Fantasy to see
it. See, I couldn't even remember like the sleepers. Like when we brought this up, I couldn't even think – the last JRPG I remember that made any kind of news was Lost Odyssey on 360, which was supposed to be really good.
Was that it? Wasn't there something Ocean, Star Ocean something?
Star Ocean.
Maybe I'm thinking of Lost Odyssey. There was...
Well, I mean, there is... Star Ocean is a... I don't remember that Star Ocean came out on the new consoles, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't remember. But then again, that's kind of our point. You know, like, you don't even remember these games anymore. I mean... I think like the last one beyond that was that game Blue Dragon on 360, but that got panned. It got terrible reviews. So
that White Knight's Chronicles, that wasn't
also panned. Supposed to be awful. Yeah, that just came out. That just came out like last week or 2 weeks ago for PlayStation. So, but yeah. I mean, I just don't know if that's viable anymore, if that's going to affect the sales of Final Fantasy 13. I mean, it's a highly anticipated game, but, you know, is that market that used to be there, I mean, when Final Fantasy 12 came out, is that market still viable? You know,
yeah, actually,
I'm not...
Star Ocean, yeah, I just found it. It came out in 2009. It was another JRPG.
What was it for? What system?
360. It was on that. It might have been on... It might have been on the Xbox as well. Here's like some of The Last Remnant. That was another one that came out within the last couple of years.
Yeah. Square put that one out. That was
I believe
a Square
so, yeah.
game. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's such an old school style. Like the only way it really translates anymore, I mean, Nintendo DS games still have a lot of JRPGs on them.
Well, then, but that's still an old school system, really. I mean, you're essentially playing like
it's interface limitation.
Nintendo. Yeah, I mean.
With the ability nowadays to be able to have so much control,
right.
I don't really see the point. Like, the best hybriding of, if that's even a fucking term, JRPG and maybe your standard, what has become the Western RPG, I guess the missing link would be, the Knights of the Old Republic games. Because
really? I would still say that's pretty heavily pretty heavily Western. I mean, that's more or less a continuation of what I can't think of it. Mass Effect is, right? I mean,
No, Mass Effect is kind of a little more freeform. Mass Effect, you can shoot, you're shooting and you can pause and you can queue up one action per person.
Right. Sure.
In
Knights of the Old Republic.
Thank you. The Knights of the Old Republic games, you know, you'd have your party of three people and you'd do the same bit where you could pause it, but I think you could queue either three or five different actions per character.
Right.
So you could like a battle, you could pause it and be like, attack that, heal. Like you give all your commands and just watch it play out.
So it, would, that is a lot more like the Japanese RPG. Okay. But at the same time, though, that game, I mean, it was limited because it was on, you know, regular Xbox, but they definitely had the multi-branching paths, no? I mean, I never played it, so.
No, there was different ways you could have, there was branching paths and divergent storylines and stuff like that. But that's, yeah, JRPGs, they've been, like, all these ones that have come out, I think I almost bought one of them, either The Last Remnant or, what was the first one you said? Lost Odyssey? Because that
Lost
one got
Odyssey.
Really
Lost
decent
Odyssey
reviews.
Supposed to be really good. Yeah, but I heard
that up
Lost
on the cheap now.
Yeah, you can probably get it for like $15, but if that, probably less. But yeah, I don't know. It was something that I didn't really ever think of until I watched the game trailer's review of it when they were kind of talking about the limitations of a Japanese role playing game, and I'd never really thought about it. I've always been a diehard JRPG fan. I mean, I love them all the way up until now, you know, and it's just because I haven't played it. Now, you know, again, I have Final Fantasy. I'm looking right at it. I have it opened. I haven't gotten a chance to pop it in yet. But, I mean, I hopefully I'll love the game, and maybe I'll be able to better explain my position after I've played the game. But, I don't know. It's an interesting question to pose, I think.
Wouldn't you think the JRPG was, I mean, it's essentially like the most basic translation of an old tabletop pencil and paper kind of like role-playing game experience, right?
Well, yeah.
You give a command and then you kind of have like a chance. I mean, essentially you're giving out a command and there's kind of like a luck roll or whatever. I never played
any tabletop RPGs. In a sense, that's what you're getting with. You're getting with like a Fallout, but it's just happening in real time. I mean, you're shooting and it's all numbers and math, you know, that you get like a critical hit, things like that. So, yeah, but yeah, you're right in a way. I could see that.
Do you think Final Fantasy will ever come the way of a real-time kind of RPG?
Well, that was an excellent question, Gogs. Pat yourself on the back.
You're welcome.
Because I have thought about that. And I think that it will, if the market demands it. If this game doesn't do the numbers that they expect it to do, basically, it's going to force them to go, okay, we have this franchise that has a lot of name recognition. You know what I mean? Like, I'd say, like, even people that don't really play video games know Final Fantasy. Like, it's a recognizable brand.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of clout with just that brand. So if this game doesn't sell, like, ridiculous numbers like they expect it to, they're going to have to go back and go, well, what do we got to do to fix this? What are we going to do to make it appeal more? Because another thing to think about, and this is kind of crazy, but, you know, back in the old days, back in the Super Nintendo days and even into the PlayStation days and so forth, you know, Japan was it as far as video games. They bought more video games than us. All the good games were developed over the... Blah, 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 blah. Now, it's different. And when I talked about this on Friday, I talked about it from the development standpoint, where all the good developers are over here and in the UK. But it's monetary now. The Westerners buy more video games than Japan. There's more of a market over here now than there is in Japan. I'm not saying Japan, you know, Japan's still a huge market for video games. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, money speaks louder than words. And if a game's not selling over here, it's going to force Square to go, okay, well, fuck, we got to do something. So it might force them to make a Final Fantasy that's a little bit more like Fallout or like Oblivion. And that would be interesting, I think. Because I think that, you know, at the core, Square has a lot of interesting ideas and a lot of really creative people. So it would be kind of cool to see their take on like a Fallout, like what they would do with it. You know what I mean? I would be interested in playing that, personally.
Well, I think, I'm just trying to think right now, what's the last, I'm looking over like the video game library that I've got, you know, sprawled in front of me in the massive, you know, next to the piles of money and cocaine and hookers in the basement. I can't think of the last, I'm looking at all the Japanese kind of game, like the very Japanese games that I have.
Well, Bayonetta. And, I mean, that's the most Japanese game I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, there's that, but I mean, that's an action game. I guess Demon's Souls kind of has that feel to it, but nothing, none of the RPGs I own are like that. So this is going to be, I think you're right, this is going to be the real test. If, and right now the Metacritic scores are coming in kind of low for Final Fantasy 13. So if this one doesn't live up to the expectations, it could be a big blow.
You know, though, I think that, I'm only using myself as the example. I think that it's going to sell well because of its name. I think that, you know, people like me are like, well, I can't skip a Final Fantasy because I've honestly never missed a Final Fantasy. Like the game trailer's review made me kind of hesitate a little bit, but when push comes to shove, I went and bought it. You know what I mean? I think that its name is going to sell it, and hopefully I won't live to regret my decision.
But will it catch the fringe? That's the question.
Only time will tell, but you don't know. Maybe not, because the hardcore fans are going to go for, you know...
They're going to buy it no matter what. Like, they're going to go... Yeah.
No, you're right. Like, I agree. I don't know. I don't really...
I consider myself more of a fringe... Like, I've always liked the Final Fantasy games, but I don't have the loyalty to it that you do. But I was seriously
so you're better than me is what you're saying.
Well, exactly. I didn't want to say that out and out. But I mean, yeah, I'm like way better than you.
Hey, I'm just gonna go ahead and break this and throw it out there. Gogs only has one nut. There you go. Game over.
But it's the size of a grapefruit.
I got both. So who are you gonna vote for, America? Thank you. Continue, Gogs.
I gotta read these notes off my hand. Like, I was really getting kind of amped about Final Fantasy 13, and if they had done better review numbers, I was all about getting it.
What if I play it and really like it?
If you get it and you really like it, that would be...
Then you'll just borrow it from me.
Borrow it from you. Yeah. But if you get it and you're, like, really, really into it, like, I will take your opinion would trump the overarching opinion right now. But as of right now, I have... My interest in it is waning. Coming up big.
Now, I have something to point out that I thought about today while you were talking to me about it. You know, a game sort of like Final Fantasy 13, very much anticipated, got kind of mediocre reviews, but then I played it and absolutely loved it, was BioShock 2. I thought BioShock 2 was absolutely amazing, and it got poor reviews, I would say, pretty much across the board. And I played it, and I was like, what are these people talking about? And Vinny, I know you're playing it, and Gogs, you're playing it. I mean, we all loved it. I beat it already. I thought it was great. You know, so could the reviews be wrong? I don't know. Or maybe I'm an idiot for liking BioShock 2. I don't know.
I think BioShock 2 was a definite... You're right. BioShock 2 is a better game than I think people are giving credit for, but I think that's a victim of its own hype in kind of a different way.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
It was the first BioShock came out, and everyone was like, what is this? And they were just blown away by it.
Right.
And then the second one just gave you more of an awesome game, and I think they were expecting to capture the magic again.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas
Final Fantasy
13 is this really anticipated game from an established developer. People know what they're getting when they get a Final Fantasy game.
Right.
So it's not... Like, Final Fantasy VIII didn't score any worse because of the phenomenal beast, which was Final Fantasy VII, you know?
Right. That's true. You got a good
point.
Final Fantasy VIII, so fuck all y'all Game Boys that don't like Final Fantasy
VIII. Was Final Fantasy VIII really that rejected by the... I didn't really follow
People
that.
People generally hate Final Fantasy VIII, and I honestly, it's one of my favorites. I loved it. I thought it was way better than VII, but that's just me.
I enjoyed VIII. I didn't really see the...
Ten's my favorite. Ten's my favorite. X is my favorite. I love that game. I didn't like 9 at all. 9 was the one where they kind of made it more like old Nintendo. Like, you had like the black mages and the white mages. I thought that was kind of stupid. But anyway.
BioShock 2's getting 89s on Metacritic, though.
So even it's still,
doing,
it's
doing
higher.
7 points better than Final Fantasy 13's doing.
But, I mean, you read all of the reviews that I read. I mean, people are like, this didn't need to be made. It should have never, you know, there was no need for a sequel. This was just pointless, and it's just more of the same. Like, I remember reading people, not critics, but people on message boards, and you should never do that unless you go to www.theouthousers.com. Those people on message boards you can listen to, but the people over.
And if you're gonna, and you can also listen to the people at moholeradio.com while you're there.
Smart people over there.
Smart kids.
Leaders of America, future leaders of America.
Yeah.
But people were saying about BioShock and like the game facts boards. They're like, I like this game better when it was the first one. It's just the same game. It's just like, well, wasn't the first one really good? Like, don't you kind of want to play? Like, I don't see how that's an insult to the game. Like, I didn't understand people's, like,
People got, like, upset. Maybe they felt like they were selling out. I don't really even know how to make that argument myself.
I don't know. I played it and I enjoyed every minute of it. I thought it was great. And it's one of those things, like, just like the first BioShock, as soon as it was done, I wanted to play it again, you know? So.
It doesn't really, they're probably the same people that bitch that Mass Effect 2 came out, so fuck them. They don't,
yeah, I don't know.
Pull their heads up their own ass.
But, I don't know. We'll end the show with a little bit more video game news. God of War 3, watched the game trailer's review.
What?
I has boners. Jesus Christ. This game looks absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Kratos and the God of War series, and this looks to be about the best thing I've ever seen. It looks amazing.
Really, really want.
I mean, you're fighting on, like, a titan? Is that what that thing is? It's like this...
Yeah, the titans. The titans are staling Mount Olympus.
Yeah, and they say that the what was the game trailers? They said that, like, the scale of it is, like, 10 times the size of the Empire State Building, and, like, it just looks... It looks as cinematic and wacky as Uncharted 2. Like, as far as it, like, things are moving and you're still moving and fighting. It looks absolutely incredible. And I'm going to go broke from buying all these fucking video games. I bought MLB The Show 10 last week. I bought Final Fantasy today. And next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, I should say, is God of War 3. Now, I bought all these games. I have no idea when I'm going to have time to play all these games. Probably never. In fact, Final Fantasy 13, I'm just going to leave it in the case. I'm not actually going to play it. I'm just going to look at it. It's going to be on my bed. I'm going to look at it.
And you're don't even look at it. That'll ruin the price.
I'm just going to look. Maybe I won't even look at it. Yeah, I'll just put it on a shelf.
Yeah.
And you're going to ask me in a week. You're like, how was Final Fantasy 13? I'm like, I'm like, fuck it.
The box is sturdy.
You know, can I say something while I'm looking at this box of Final Fantasy 13?
Please.
What happened to video games with cool cover art? Like, it's just, all they did was take the main character, and I don't know her name, I just know she's the main character because I've seen her in, like, every promo for it. All it is her holding a sword with the Final Fantasy 13 logo. Couldn't I get, like, a cool drawing or, like, you know, like a movie poster or something, like, cool? Like, it's just boring. It just, you know, it doesn't pop out at you.
And while we're at it,
yeah.
Fucking make the goddamn, I bet the instruction manual for that game's actually pretty decent though. But I tell you, what, nothing burns me more than when I open up a game and they give me like 4 pages and they're in black and white and there's nothing. I like BioShock 2. Excellent instruction manual. I love, that's like a big, I don't know why, it's a big thing for me. Like when I open up a new game, love looking at the instruction manual.
I never actually even look at the instruction manual. I never even thought. Hold on. I will test it right now for you, Gogs. I will let you know what the.
I'm gonna guess 20 plus pages. I'm gonna guess.
Let's see here. I have
28.
I have quite a few pages. I have advertisements for toys that you can buy already.
Okay.
And pendants that you can buy, necklaces, from Square Enix. I have some kind of weird single by a singer named Leona Lewis, who I guess does the theme song for Final Fantasy 13.
Right, that's Lennox Lewis's daughter.
Is it really?
No, I'm making that up.
Oh. It's 39 pages, Gogs, and it's in color. So there you go.
Well, that's a must buy.
There's some even,
just cause someone made a decent instruction manual.
And there's bios.
Wait, hold on.
There's bios of all the characters. Yeah.
Does it do because the Wii games, they'll tease you with a decent instruction manual, but that's because the manual is in 3 fucking languages. Is this all in English?
It's all in English.
Love it.
It's all in English.
Sold.
But anyway, that's about the show for tonight, everybody. Hope you enjoyed some more video game talk. Talked about Sarah Palin and, you know, had a few laughs, had a few giggles.
Chuck, chuck, chuck.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. And tomorrow we will have some more fun and excitement for you. Check with the website frequently because I'm not sure when it's going to actually be up there. But you should just check on the website like every hour on the hour.
All the time.
Tell your friends. Tell all your friends.
Yeah, tell every one of your friend.
Hey, speaking of telling people stuff, I don't know if you've mentioned this yet or not, but dig.com, reddit.com, all of those social social kind of bump 'em up sites, we're starting to post our articles there. So if you happen to see them there, dig them, comment on them, put them up.
Please do.
And if they're not there, put them up yourself. So, you know, on a post.
You lazy bastards.
Lazy bastards. Just click on one of those little icons down there and share it with the world, man.
Absolutely. Please do. Promote, promote, promote. Our success is your success.
Exactly.
But
Gogs
anyway,
will give you any sort of revenue we get from this.
Yeah, we'll give you like $3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get like half a Snickers and like whatever I can find.
I got a bunch of Heath bar candies downstairs. I will send you one of those. A little one. Not the whole one.
Outstanding.
Not all of them. All
right, guys. Well, have a good night, and we will see you guys later.
Look out.